So first of all, there's a concert coming up on the 24th of this month, and it's going to be at the Alamo, and it's being characterized as a farewell concert for the 323rd Army Band. If you may have heard here on Texas Public Radio that the 323rd will be leaving Fort Sam Houston. How's it being referred to in their...
Well, we refer to it as an inactivation because the band's going to... cease to operate and function, but when a band or any military unit inactivates, it's always kind of there on the shelf. So if anybody were to change their mind, they could always come back and reactivate the band. And that happens military units, you know, quite frequently, not as frequently with bands because of tradition and history, but for other military units, it happens all the time. The concert on the 24th, we're calling it As Time Goes By, and it's a remembrance. It's not our final farewell concert, but it is our final reunion concert. And the reunion concert is something we do every year. And traditionally, it's been with the old 4th Army Band, and they were in San Antonio. They had a weekly radio show, and this was back in the late 60s and 70s. And they have a society, and we join up with them. But this year... we're inviting as many people as want to come who were former members of any band that was at Fort Sam Houston. So from 5th Army to the MedCom Band to the Band of the Surgeon General to the 323rd Fort Sam Zone and 4th Army Band. And so far, I think we have about 20 members from the 4th Army Band that are going to be there and another 20 or so. And the names keep coming in. People want to come in and play. And those are just retirees, former military musicians who are in the area who want to play with us. So it's going to be big. You know, the band's going to be quite large. And we're going to recognize military music and military musicians because most of the music we're playing is either written or composed or arranged by a current military musician or a former military musician. We have a lot of former military musicians who go on to bigger and better things. For example, I hope he doesn't mind me mentioning his name, Chuck Booker, Charles Booker Jr. He was an Army bandmaster for 20 years. His final tour of duty was with the Army Blues, and then he went to Arkansas, became director of bands up there, and retired to the San Antonio area, still writes and composes, and we're doing a couple of his pieces he's going to conduct. And Claude Wells is one of the members of the 4th Army Band. And he's a retired bandmaster as well from way back in the day. I'm talking about the 70s. And he's going to conduct as well. So it's going to be a remembrance and kind of a tribute to military music.
You mentioned some of the ensembles that have been stationed at Fort Sam before. How many over the few past decades have been a part of that that base?
Well, that's a great question. At one point, I believe there was two bands at Fort Sam Houston, the 4th Army Band, and there was another band. I can't remember what their delineation was, but there were two at one time. 4th Army Band went north, I think somewhere in Pennsylvania, and then it ended up coming back to San Antonio. And the renaming, most of the ensembles that I mentioned were just renamed. At one point, the band was going to be shut down here, and the medical command, which is huge, I mean, all of Army medicine is here in San Antonio, they volunteered to offer up 50 spaces, 50 personnel spaces, and said, we want to keep the band. And that's when they became the band, the U.S. Army MedCom Band. And I think at that point, someone actually called them the Band of the Surgeon General. And then later, 5th Army headquartered here, so we became the 5th Army Band. But the 323rd delineation has always been attached to those titles.
So what was it? It's interesting. So you said the MedCom Band was when another unit, I guess, said, we want to offer spaces. Explain that to me. So.
Well, it was another drawdown, yeah. And powers that be decided that we were going to draw down the band here, and they discussed it. And, you know, some of the senior commanders, I guess, at that point had the conversation and said, well, what do we need to do to keep the band here? And he said, well, basically we need 50 personnel positions because that's what That's what a drawdown usually is. It's personnel, and that's what the biggest expense with a band is you know, paying the salaries of the personnel. So they rather kindly gave up 50 or so personnel slots and said, we want to keep the band here.
Wow.
And that's what they did.
Wow. Let me circle back to this concert again for a moment here. And you bring in all the former band members. Do they get a chance? How many rehearsals do they get with you guys?
At least one.
Yeah.
Some of the guys will come in for longer periods of time. But at least one, there will be a Saturday afternoon, really big, probably a heavy-duty rehearsal. But the other side of the story is we're playing music that these guys know well. These are great musicians. A lot of them, you know, continuing to play, and they're going to come back, and they're going to see music that a lot of the music they haven't seen before, but a lot of the music they're going to be extremely familiar with, and they're going to know. It's pretty standard repertoire. Some of it is, and some of it's newer, but I have absolute confidence in the quality of the musicians. And my guys, we're rehearsing now, so we're going to be ready. You know, we'll get them up to speed.
So what is your standard repertoire that y'all will play at the show then?
Well, for this show, we're gonna stick to military music and written by, arranged by military musicians, and kind of try to keep in that theme as time goes by. One tune that we're going to play that's not arranged by a military band member is Gershwin. So, and it's a medley of Gershwin tunes, and we kind of want to emphasize that era, you know, where music was the focal point. You know, here it is, 2017. Music is rarely the focal point of any event. It's just not the entertainment in age that we live in. Everything's video and. You know, from the 80s, it became music and videos and something to watch and something to listen to. But we kind of want to go back, do some of those older tunes. We'll bring out the big jazz band and do some standard, straight-up, hard-hitting big band jazz. Marches, of course. There's a few marches. There's an original march that we're going to play. A couple other marches that are significant. One's called Black Granite. It was written by an Army musician and composer from the U.S. Army Band in Washington, D.C. named James Jose, and it's called Black Granite, and it's a commemoration march for the Vietnam Memorial, which is made out of black granite there on the Mall. So it's really a tribute to, you know, older music, some newer, but really focusing on what you expect to hear from a military band, the entertaining pop tunes, some from as far back as the 30s and 40s, some brand new, but all right in that genre for a military concert, and of course the big band.
You know, I'm interested to know, dovetailing off something you said a moment ago, where music is not really the focal point, you know, for entertainment sometimes now. I'm a musician myself. I love to sit and put on an album sometimes and listen to music. My kids don't really like to do that. So
I do
much.
As well. Yeah, my kids, you know, my kids get bored. It's got to be part of another activity. But
how do you feel about that? About music not being like the center of attention sometimes?
I think it's a pendulum swing, actually, because I came up in the era where, you know, I listened to records when I was a kid, and then I loved cassette tapes because I could fast forward, or I could and I could flip the side, and I could have it with me. The Walkman became, and some of these technological advances were for good things, so you can have music with you all the time. And now I have a library of music that I carry around in my pocket all day long. But what we're starting to realize now is there's more people listening to music for the sake of music, but it's more from a purist standpoint. People are going back to LPs because they sound better, because it's a truer recording. It's a broader expanse of the sound waves from bottom to top, so it does sound better. It sounds like the actual music was recorded. So I think that's coming back, and you see a lot of that now. I'm the same way. I love to put on old vinyl LPs and listen to the scratches and everything, and hopefully there's not too many scratches. But I think it's a pendulum swing. I see I see kind of an uptick in classical music again. People are starting to appreciate, you know, just going to a concert. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, there's a generation, a younger generation right now, who they access music right on their phone, right in their car, and that's where they get it from. So they don't really listen to music. It's always background noise. So I think the pendulum is starting to swing back a little more now, but mostly away from popular music and more into classical and indie records and independent labels and that kind of thing.
Stuff where you want to concentrate and, hey, experience it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And live music, I think, is coming back a little more than it has been in the past. Maybe it's just because of the area we live in, San Antonio, Austin, live music is huge. And, you know, people love to get out and listen to live bands here. So I may be a little bit off in my assessment just because I'm in a great place for great live music.
Once the 323rd goes inactive, will there be any live musicians stationed at Fort Sam at all for ceremonial purposes and things like that? Or
Not full-time. I know there's discussion, and I can't really talk about the discussions but I can tell you that the conversation about military music is being had at the Pentagon on a daily basis. There's always some kind of meeting, and there's always consideration. And I can tell you that a lot of people have had second thoughts about the inactivation of the 323rd, just because it means so much to the community. And since the story has kind of gotten out that this is going to happen, you know, the community has really kind of risen up, and they've been contacting Washington and said, hey, what can we do? What's going to happen? And there's a contingency plan in place. There's a lot of Reserve and National Guard bands around the country who do their annual training somewhere. And one of the things we'd like to do is once this band is gone and the musical support is not there for Fort Sam Houston, especially during the busy summertime, is some of these bands can come in and do their annual training, and we can have more than one band come back to back. So live music's still going to happen in some ways. And like I said, there's still discussion of, you know, contingency plans and possibilities down the road of what they'll do. The other wonderful thing about this area is Lackland Air Force Base. They have the U.S. Air Force Band of the West, and that's a fantastic group. And they're really top-notch musicians. They're very busy. They actually, you know, we cover South Texas and South and East Texas. The Air Force Band of the West, because the Air Force has so few bands, they cover all of the West, all of the West and Southwest. And they have a lot bigger square mileage to cover, a lot of states. But they're still going to be here. They're still going to be going strong. So it's not going to go away completely.
What are you looking forward to most about this particular show coming up again now?
Seeing everybody. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that are coming in who I served with, you know, in my earlier part of my career that I haven't seen in a while. And I'm looking forward to seeing them. But just my experience last year with the 4th Army Band, those guys have such fantastic stories to tell. I mean, such a wonderful history that things that, you know, we do that we're proud of, they have as many years and as many stories and as many memories as we do about when they were doing it. And, you know, listening to their stories about when they had that live radio show. They had a live radio show in San Antonio, and every Friday night they would bring the big band in and have guest artists and singers. And just to imagine what it was like, what it would be like to be a musician in that kind of band in that era, it was just fascinating. Love hearing the stories. I love talking to these guys. They have such a vast wealth of knowledge and experience and some of the stories they can tell. It's just great meeting them and being with them.
Well, Jonathan, thank you very much for being here.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having us. Yeah.